This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Pelissero, the big news today. That has gone everywhere, but has really shook things up in Pittsburgh because it's a bit of an Aaron Rodgers breakthrough. And that is the realization on his part that his preferred destination, the team he had been holding out hope for, has said, no, we're good. Thanks, but no thanks. You want us, we don't want you. I've been there in life. I put my hand in the air, guilty as charged here. So many times. Have I thrown it out there? Hey.
Unrequited love.
Do you have any interest in a guy that has been known to stay up till 1 a.m. watching the NIT?
And
if yes, then I'm your guy.
Unsurprisingly.
That happened last night.
It took you a while. You watched the NIT, dude?
I had the tablet in bed. We were watching Cal State, Northridge, and Stanford.
You should seek help. Like, there should be, it should be like, hey, I was watching Cal State, Northridge, and Stanford, and it should flash a number on the screen that says, like, if you need mental help.
Herb Sendick, he's a local guy.
Yes.
Went to Carnegie Mellon. He's coaching Santa Clara. They put a number on Cale Riverside.
Most famous Santa Clara basketball grad, Donnie. NBA.
I want to say Steve Nash.
Let's
you're right.
Go.
Oh, very good. Bechtold ain't getting that.
They're one of those 15s over a two.
Yep. They beat
how about
Arizona.
That Andy Tool?
They beat Arizona.
But anyways.
Fulgaris could be this year's Steve Nash, now, even though they're completely dissimilar as players.
I do have a question. Do you have like money on these? Are you betting on these NIT games? Or you're truly just watching NIT?
Did you have money on Northridge Stanford?
No.
Okay. I actually would
it's
have
for
been,
the love of the game.
I would have been reassured had you said, "Yeah, I just put $10 on Stanford just for the hell of it."
He like had zero,
you had no,
zero buy into this.
Pony, the St. Francis game was phenomenal.
I watched the whole thing.
A great ending. I turned it on, I think, early first half, and then watched the rest of the way through. The North Carolina game, once it got out of hand, I turned it off and read a book. You're sitting here, You're sitting here, willfully choosing to watch the NIT at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Why don't you, here's what I think you're doing that I think is messed up. Your wife is trying to sleep, okay? She's presumably got a full day of work or whatever today. She's trying to sleep. Just go downstairs and watch on TV.
No, because then when I come upstairs at 1 a.m., moving around wakes her up.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm better off. She's a light sleeper. I'm better off being in the bed watching it on
I
a
think,
tablet with
you
no
You know
volume.
What?
This was not meant to be
I'll finish my
an intervention
here.
On me. This was meant to be as a segue into what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, guys.
Frankly, I'd rather talk about this for another 20 seconds than have to think about Aaron Rodgers playing will he, won't he for another 2 weeks, which is exactly what's going to happen, in my opinion. I will just say maybe if you want to, you have to make sacrifices in a healthy marriage. If you want to watch Cal State Northridge versus Stanford, I think you should have to sleep in the guest room.
No, I thought about that. But then if I do that, I shirk responsibility with Stella because I don't have the monitor in there. And then if she wakes up, Amanda's stuck.
I think you
helping
take
the
monitor
the
in, plug it in, and that's how you do
it. Doesn't function in that room.
Oh, wow.
Anyways. So the team he wanted is out. And that leaves the Steelers and Giants. It leaves a marriage of convenience for Aaron Rodgers if he wants to go down that path. He loves Mike Tomlin. He said that a million times. He loves like the football fans of Pittsburgh and how hardcore they are. He loves the history of the Steelers organization. He's talked about that, what they did in the 70s growing up watching NFL films. He loves all of those things. But clearly, there's something about the present day configuration of the team that he doesn't like. Because if he did, he would be here by now. He preferred the Vikings, and now that they're out, all the reporting is he's not just ready then to get on a plane and come to Pittsburgh and hold a press conference here. I thought that might be the case this morning when that news came out. The subsequent reporting, the follow-up reporting has been the opposite. Schefter saying that this could take a while. So he, and if it's not money, then there's something about playing for the Steelers that doesn't sit right with Aaron Rodgers, despite all of the gushing things and glowing things he has said about the Steelers on Pat McAfee's show over the years, or in Packers press conferences and Jets media availabilities.
Might it have been easier for him to say nice things from afar, and when rubber meets the road, he's not exactly bullish on playing for Mike Tomlin if he has any idea how things run here, as far as offense being inhibited or tamped down, and Tomlin wanting it his way, which is quarterback is more of a complimentary piece?
Maybe it's wide receiver dysfunction. Maybe he sees the way guys act here, and he's like, I don't really want to deal with that necessarily.
I mean, he caused some of the dysfunction in New York with Garrett Wilson.
Yes, but that is one of the things about Rodgers, is that oftentimes he is the drama creator, but that does not prevent him for calling out the drama that hovers around him and blaming other people for it. Like last year and the year before, talking about all the snitches in the Jets organization and all the people that were leaking, all the leakers there.
Well, the good thing is that the Steelers don't have any prior experience with quarterbacks who have that sort of trait.
Yeah.
Donnie just made an unbelievable face.
He's got the passive, Rodgers has got the passive aggressive thing down pat.
He and Ben.
So, look, I mean, if he's going to make a decision to play football and not wait for a quarterback to get injured, and if he's really going to do something where he makes a decision and he's all in on going through off-season programs and training camps and really ingratiating himself and assimilating himself into being a part of that team, then I do think it'll be the Steelers. But the fact that the fact that it didn't go from, hey, the Vikings are out, and now the Steelers are really primed to make this happen with Aaron Rodgers, tells me that he has misgivings about them. Maybe he'll just say the hell with it. I'll do it because it's the best of bad options. Or maybe he won't. And I don't think he'll retire, but I think more and more the possibility of him just waiting and thinking, wait a minute, I can make tons of money and skip the minutiae of mini camp, the drudgery of training camp, and maybe latch on to a better situation if somebody gets hurt. Sounds appealing.
I called it the Roger Clemens scenario when you first brought it up, though, but it's not as simple as that. Even though if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're going to run your own offense or run principles you like, Roger Clemens, like, pitching is pitching.
I agree with you. I agree 100%
so
with
you know
what
where
you're
I'm
about
going.
To say.
Pitching is pitching. You've got to, like, learn an offense. You have teammates. You're not just thrown to the catcher and everyone's playing defense behind you. It's a much more team-oriented, like, cooperative position, right, where you've got to work with a coach, receivers, etc., than just coming in as a hired gun on a pitching mound.
And there's no guarantee that the right quarterback gets injured.
Correct.
At some point during the season, and you have an opportunity to go play for a Super Bowl contender.
In this sense, it's much easier if, say, just for argument's sake in football terms, it'd be much easier to just be the best kicker in the league, but you, for some reason, you're without a job at this point, or you're a really good kicker, and just wait for somebody to have a kicker get injured. You know what I mean? Like, the analog is there. You've got to do way more than that to be a quarterback. There's just way too much going into it to feel like he's going to be able to automatically... You know what it would be? If Jordan Love went down with an injury, that would be the one spot, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, because he knows LaFleur's offense.
Right. But, I mean, is there another team where he has enough history with a guy? Like, do you think he could pick up McVay or Shanahan's offense
quickly?
Sure, I mean,
the Rams pulled Baker Mayfield off the street, and a few days later, he played well in a win for them. So they've shown that they can do that. I bet that would be on his short list of teams that he would not. Who knows with him? I mean, not
maybe
hoping for a guy to get injured.
Maybe just joined the Toronto Argonauts. Maybe just said, I want to dominate Canada now.
Donnie, where are you on this? Like, are you of the opinion right now that the Steelers are the obvious landing spot? And are you convinced at the moment that Aaron Rodgers is eventually going to end up here?
I'm feeling that way now.
You are?
I thought that the big...
So put a percentage on it. What percentage do you think? Is it better than 50-50 that he's a Steeler?
Yeah, I think I would put it there. I think I would go, like, to quote the great Scott Steiner, like 66 2/3 chance of winning.
Oh, we're getting very close to Steiner math.
It might be close to 141% chance even. But no, I think it's like 2/3 a chance that he is a Steeler. The other 1/3 piece of that pie is retire/New York Giants.
So is that a positive development for you?
For me, the sports talk show host?
No.
Yeah, it is. For me, the fan.
The season ticket holder who lives and dies with the Steelers.
I don't care to have 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers on this Steelers team. If you're telling me it's 25-year-old or 35-year-old or even 38-year-old, like I said the other day, then yeah. But I don't think I'm down for 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers because they're not just an old man quarterback away from winning anything significant.
Do you think he could say something or do something that changed your mind before the season started if he came here?
Like what? Like he's going to sit at a podium and say that I will win a playoff game for you?
Or like commits to mini camp, doesn't miss a day of it, seems like he's bought in.
I mean, I would like more commitment. It's not even like that's not even really just a shot at him individually. I just don't think the team is ready to win anything big, even if they add him.
Like what if he came out and said, I'm putting Pickens in his place, we're doing my offense, I'm taking control of things here. It's my show. Would that have you on his side?
Maybe a little, but I mean, I still question like what the real ceiling is with it. Like what? Maybe they win 11 games instead
well, right.
of 10.
So answer
and then
your
they
own,
probably still get their ass.
So
hit.
Answer your own question. What is your ceiling is the same ceiling we've had for late stages Ben, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson with him.
Pretty much. I mean, look around the league. Look around the AFC. You're going to bring
the guy's
in...
not coming off a 12-5 season or something.
Yeah, he's not coming
I agree
off
with
another
you.
MVP he even
also,
in his later
he's also
years.
Known as a playoff choke artist outside of the great Super Bowl run he had where
he's,
the, he
he's turtled
killed
in,
the Steelers.
Well,
I thought,
playoff series.
I thought we referenced this guy a lot. Ryan Scarpino had another banger of a tweet a little bit ago that I told Malzi about. He said, Aaron Rodgers, Super Bowl champion 15 years ago, 11-10 playoff record. He'll fit right in.
On the off chance no one knows who Scarps is, most people do. He worked for the Steelers for a long time, belly of the beast. Donnie, I'll also quickly say, if Rodgers was the player you're talking about at those previous ages, he wouldn't be available like this and be picking between the Steelers and the Giants. Frosty says, if they don't spend the money, this is a YouTube comment, on Uncle Rico from Chico, I like that actually, then what do they spend it on?
Something a little bit surprising to me too is the amount of fans that are gung-ho for this to happen. For a guy that we watched this Steelers team beat by three touchdowns last season.
So let's roll out the red carpet for those people.